Our next guest was with us just a week ago to talk about the NFL draft and his hopes of hearing his name called. Well, that all came to pass on Saturday. And so up next, I've got to ask him, how does it feel to be introduced as Trevor Bates of the Indianapolis Colts?
Sounds great, man. I love the sound of that.
Well, that's a very exciting news. When did you find out? How far in advance of the announcement on TV did you get the call and find out?
Only a few minutes. They called me right before the selection was in. And Ryan Grigson, the GM, him and I had a conversation. We talked, and he told me, you know, they're going to take me with the next selection. And about maybe 15 seconds later, it came on the screen, and, you know, just let that soak in. And my family was excited. A lot of tears were flowing, and it was a very amazing moment.
Yeah, what's that like? What does that feel like to see your face and your stats come up on TV in the middle of ESPN's coverage of the draft?
It was unbelievable, man. And I knew, you know, God had a plan for me, whether I went drafted or undrafted, I was going to compete and really go about my business regardless however I got there. But just the fact that the team that I wanted to go to the most and the team that I had, the best relationship with the coaches, and just, it was the best fit for me. And so the fact that they are the ones that selected me, man, I couldn't even – you know, make this up. I'm in such a fortunate and perfect position. I can't wait to get going and start this journey.
Yeah, so did you feel like going in that it was probably going to be either the Colts or the Vikings?
You know, those are my two top teams. I had a list about, probably I narrowed it down to like 11 teams going into the draft. So my agent, Jeff, and myself, we had to kind of keep track of the whole draft on what teams were drafting linebackers, and I had to list all the depth charts and stuff like that. So, you know, I was paying very close attention, and some teams just kind of eliminated themselves by who they picked up and how deep they were at, you know, certain positions that they wanted me at. So it got down to about five teams, and then, again, Colts and Minnesota were at the top of my list. And just based off kind of my relationship and my visit that I had with the Colts, it was very clear that was the place I wanted to go. And Coach Herman and Coach Pagano and all the coaches, staff, and the entire organization, really, they showed me a lot of love, and they expressed that they wanted me there very, 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 very bad. And it was reciprocated, man. And so that was definitely the team.
We're talking with Trevor Bates here on Downtown. Well, we're all going to have to cheer for the Colts now here in Maine. And there's quite a little Maine connection with you there, but a couple of former Maine assistant coaches, Frank Joffrey and Joe Gilbert, out there as well on the Colts staff.
Yes, sir. It was actually funny because Joff was the first guy. Well, not the first one, but he was one of the first coaches I saw out there. And, you know, it was all love when I saw him. Came up and gave me a big hug, man. And we just talked for a while, had lunch together. And it really was like we picked up right where we left off at Maine. And he called me after the draft and told me, you know, if I ever need anything or, you know, I need to talk to him, or, you know, his family's my family, and just a phone call away. So that means a lot. Obviously, that connection with both those guys is going to be huge. And like I said, man, I'm very fortunate and blessed, and I can't wait.
So what are the next steps for you?
I will fly out Thursday and begin rookie camp. That's with all the drafted and undrafted rookies. And then the vets will come in. We'll do mini camp. And both those, that'll be duration about 2 months. I believe after that I'll have a little time off where I'll come back and train. I'm not exactly sure where I'll be training at. I got some time to figure that out. And then August will be when the whole team reports back from training camp.
Now, I know you've been hearing from all kinds of people. I know the main coaches were thrilled. Have you heard anything from your high school coach at Westbrook?
Yep, Jeff Gore. That's my guy, man. He reached out. Him and I have been talking, and I've been kind of telling him everything that's been going on throughout this process. And he's a great guy, and a great coach, man. He's been supporting me since day one, and I'm very fortunate to have him on my life, and he's definitely a guy I want to see before I head out.
Now, I saw one of the TV reports and interviews over the weekend, too. Who was more excited when you popped up on ESPN, you or your mom?
Definitely her. Definitely. I couldn't really believe it. Everyone in the room, man, it was a lot of excitement and just tears flowing, man. It's just so grateful, and it's just an unbelievable moment. That's really the only way I can describe it, man. Mind blown and amazing, and just, I got the opportunity of a lifetime, and my dream came true, and now it's time to start the next chapter and even push myself even harder and further, and I'm just excited for what lies ahead.
Well, and your teammates got some love, too, with Bruce Johnson signing with the Eagles, and the opposite end of the D-line there, Kaz getting a chance with Tampa Bay.
Absolutely, and those are two great players, and I know they're going to make the most of the opportunities out there. They're competitors, and just like me, they're hard workers, and they earn everything they get, so I got no doubt that they'll do a great job.
That's how we feel about you, Trevor. We know you're going to do great. We're very happy for you here. Congratulations again. Thanks for making time for us this afternoon, and we look forward to following your progress along the way.
No problem, Rich. Thank you very much.